FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
16 service providers have been ordered to pay back 21 million rand to the Social Development Department in KwaZulu-Natal. The companies were awarded tenders to provide personal protective equipment during the COVID-19 pandemic. The contracts were found to have been irregular. Newswatch's Celu Musa Zulu has more.
Following the Special Investigating Unit's investigation, the Special Tribunal has declared the contracts unlawful and invalid and has set them aside. The probe was initiated after a forensic investigation by KZN Treasury, which scrutinized the department's procurement processes and the financial impact of the contracts in question. The Provincial Treasury's report recommended disciplinary action against implicated officials and filing a criminal case. The SIU says it will refer any evidence of criminal conduct uncovered to the NPA. Celu Musa Zulu, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Matadeni Regional Court has sentenced a convicted rapist to life behind bars. The 42-year-old man from Newcastle was found guilty of raping a 14-year-old girl over a period of a year. The accused and the survivor were neighbors. The NPA in KZN says the girl was a babysitter for the accused sister's child. Spokesperson Natasha Kara says the man as a previous rape conviction and had been out on parole at the time.
In addition to the life sentence, the man was declared unfit to possess a firearm and the court ordered that his name is entered into the National Register for Sex Offenders. The NPA hopes that sentences of this nature demonstrate that we and our partners in the justice cluster are serious about the fight against the scourge of gender-based violence and sexual offences.
The ANC is preparing to name its new Gauteng task team as it reconfigures the leadership of that province. The party lost its majority following a poor showing at the polls in May last year. Cliff Shiko reports.
The meeting comes after the party's Secretary General Fikile Mbalula announced a new provincial task team in KwaZulu-Natal yesterday. The team is expected to oversee the rebuilding and renewal of the ANC structures in the province. The ANC was forced to go into a coalition government and establish government of national unity after losing its majority in the elections. Cliff Shiko, Midrand.
And Botswana has signed a long-awaited diamond sales agreement with De Beers. President Duma Boko, who took office last October, prioritized the deal, which increases Botswana's share of rough diamonds from the Depswana joint venture to 50% over the next decade. The agreement also extends Depswana's mining license to 2054. Botswana hopes the deal will help revive its economy, which suffered from a downturn in the global diamond market last year. The top story, 16 service providers have been ordered to pay back 21 million rand to Social Development Department in KZN. The companies were awarded tenders to provide PPE during the COVID-19 pandemic. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.